Thank you.
And we thank you for your patience in letting us
Yes,
have
indeed.
The public hearing.
Thank you.
It was already promised.
Okay. Well, we seldom do anything worthy of a salute. Let me assure you. But anyway, thanks. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1806, Timothy Morris.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a Christian bookstore and clothing store to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 37,836 square feet, more or less, lying north of Route 46, also known as Old Furnace Road, 140 feet west of Road 531, also known as Eskridge Road. The office received comments from DelDOT, and they advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, that the current level of service B of Old Furnace Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, on December 8th of 2009, and they referenced that the site is located in the City of Seaford Growth and Annexation Area, that the proposed use will use an existing septic system, that the applicant should contact the City of Seaford for information regarding future connection to the Seaford source system, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and they were received on December 10th of 2009, and they referenced that there are three soil types on the site, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that on-site drainage improvements may possibly be required. And gentlemen, that's all I have. I will pass down copies of the survey for your benefit.
All right,
and
sir.
The survey does show an existing building and proposed parking in an existing driveway. And that's all I have.
All right. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You would be so kind as to give us your name and address, and we'll give you the floor.
My name is Timothy Morris. I live at 20594 Camp Road, Pittsville, Delaware.
Okay, thank you. You heard what our director read into the record. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
At this time, I'd like to read something. I didn't know how the order went, how we I would present. But I did write something down.
Go right ahead.
Good evening, board. I'm standing before you tonight to first thank you for hearing my case and to graciously lay out an opportunity for myself and the county to gain capital and jobs. The opportunity of having a Christian business in the county can only upgrade the community. The property that I am trying to get changed from residential to commercial used to be a store back in the 1960s. The neighborhood needs businesses to revamp the area. So the surrounding area has grown and several housing developments, and they need businesses to serve the people that live in these developments. In the Middle Ford, Seaford area, we don't have Christian music book stores, plus clothing stores that would supply the various housing developments around the area. We have to go to Walmart. We have to go to surrounding counties. Blessings from on high would supply these needs. I have spoken to several of the individuals that live in the neighborhood and surrounding areas, and they welcome the ideas of having neighborhood and surrounding areas, and they welcome the ideas of having the businesses close to them. Some neighbors welcome the idea of not having to drive 20 to 30 miles to find the kind of merchandise that I would be supplying. The goals of Blessings from On High is to present commercial and retail opportunities to clients and aid in bringing the wealth of knowledge and opportunity to the neighborhood. In our culture, clothing and bookstores are seen as a social, intellectual, and downright hip marketing places. Many bookstores are places of communities where people gather that know one another and talk to one another. Some bookstores can also be the site of exciting events, including book signings and famous authors. We plan to distribute and sell new books, used books, Bibles, music, even rare and collectible books. We are creating a bookstore that sells a variety of categories of books, of science fiction, Christian, feminist, health, Christian, and art books. Not only will the book and music store bring people together, but the clothing portion of the business will also bring women, children of different backgrounds together also. We will also provide baby and infant clothing also. Thank you for hearing me.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone here has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Morris. You heard in the other public hearings, they asked some questions. Would your intention be to have a signage advertising blessings from on high?
Yes. The size of it, I haven't really had that together, but because at first I was planning on having a sign that would be on a pole, a lit sign, but as of when I first started, which was 2.5 years ago, and now that I had to wait the 18 months for this hearing, I've lost my job and certain things have come to a point where the sign was kind of put on the back burner.
Mm-hmm. When you put your sign, your desire, I'm taking it, would be to have it permitted to be lighted.
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, thank you. What do you envision for your number of employees that would be involved in your
bookstore? I first started out, I included myself and two other employees that would work, one with me during the day and one with me till 6 at closing.
Mm-hmm. So do you think a ceiling of 4 employees would be a reasonable request?
It would sound good.
All right, sir. Which days of the week do you see blessings from on high operating?
Monday through Saturday. Sunday, I'm in church most of the day. So it'd be Monday through Saturday, 8:30 to 6.
Thank you for the site plan. You may, if this passes through this commission favorably and goes as noted here, you would have to appear before county council on the 12th of January this next year. If things work in your favor, you may have to submit another site plan having your parking spaces shown, you know, commensurate with the number of employees and outside the setbacks.
Okay.
There may be a requirement, perhaps, of one of those being a handicap accessible site. Do you see, but also if you put a dumpster on the site, probably want to have that notated on the site plan? And if so, would you have any problem having that dumpster screened from view, some type of three-sided fencing?
Oh, I have no problem with that.
Mm-hmm. And your application is strictly for the Christian bookstore, clothing store. Mr. Lank, is there anything about... Do we need to be more specific on that, or just let the application stand on that insofar as retail?
What was advertised was a Christian bookstore and clothing store.
All right. Yeah.
And the bookstore, typical bookstore, they, you go to Barnes & Noble, they sell books and recordings.
And some beverage and things, yeah.
Videos and, yeah.
All right.
As it relates to the businesses there.
That's all the questions I have.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
You're near the city of Seaford. If they would ask you for annexation, would you be receptive to a solicitation to annex
the
city?
Oh, sure.
That's all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
All my questions have been answered.
Burton.
All mine have been answered.
Mr. Lank.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1806, Timothy Morris. For anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1806. Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Question?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I wasn't thinking. You made reference to a lighted sign that you'd be preferred. We've talked earlier in the earlier public hearings about a 4x8, 32 square foot. Would that be large enough to serve your needs?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's your thank. Anyone else? All right, then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.